Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Okeechobee rancher James Alderman has deep roots in the cattle business. Some of his ancestors moved to North Florida to raise cattle around the time Florida became a state. That was in 1845. Alderman's grandfather was a cattleman in Okeechobee in the 1940s when the state passed a fence law. Before that, cattle roamed freely on the open range. How did your grandfather adjust to the fence law?
Well, he had the foresight to see that the open range could not continue forever, and that if you wanted to stay in the cattle business, he had to own land. Fortunately, in the late 1930s, land was cheap, but then dollars were precious, but he was able to scrape together enough dollars to buy the land, which is now our ranch.
And he put a fence around it.
Initially, what he did was just build a perimeter fence, gathered his cattle off the open range, moved them onto the property, and basically for the next 10 years, his management style didn't change as far as the cows were concerned.
When you were a young boy, you went on a roundup.
This would have been in the 1940s when I was maybe 12 years old. The gathering was all on horseback. Once you came out here for the roundup, you stayed until it was finished.
There was no road to your ranch at that time, so you got here by horseback?
Either that or a truck traveling across country. Today, the cowboys come to the ranch with their pickup trucks and horse trailers. They work the day. They go home to their family and come back the next day. Back then, when they came to stay.
You rode a horse and you rounded up cattle. What was the trick to that?
Mostly it's just the cowboy circling and herding and pushing the cattle in the direction you want them to go.
Did you yell?
Yell or use a cow whip.
I was going to ask about that, the old cracker whip.
The idea is not to strike the animal. The whip is used to make noise. Almost all of the cowboys have a cow whip.
I've heard that cowboys even use them for communications with each other when they were at different parts of a ranch.
Before cell phones, yes.
On this roundup, is that when you would brand the cows?
Yes.
You branded your fair share of cows, I'm sure. How did that work?
Well, in the old days, we just used a lighted wood fire to heat the brands. Today, we use propane gas.
Did you ever get kicked or trampled or anything like that by a reluctant calf or cow?
Several times. Anyone who's worked in a cow pen has been kicked more than once.
You were telling me about the history of branding.
In the time of open range, the calves are paired to their mother, and the mother being branded, that indicates who owns the calf. But sometimes a calf grows up and is not branded. Out west, I think they call such an animal a maverick. In Florida, the common term is heretic. It's a corruption of the word heretic.
In other words, a non-believer.
That's right. Back in the open range, no one could prove ownership of a heretic or a heretic. So whoever could capture and put their mark and brand on that animal owned it.
Your grandfather's cattle, you were telling me, were descendants of the scrub cattle?
The original cattle were brought here by the Spanish. They developed a very hardy breed.
How did that meat taste?
Well, it's been a long time since I've had any, but it's certainly not like the grain-fed beef that you buy in the grocery store.
What breeds do you have now?
Primarily Angus. We use straight Angus bulls. Most of our calves are black because black is a predominant color among cattle. That's what the market calls for these days. We try to provide what the market wants.
Nice fat cattle, right?
Angus bred.
James Alderman also practiced law, and from 1978 until 1985, he served on the Florida Supreme Court. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.